This is the National Board meeting of July 11th. Wow, I've already jumped today? My goodness. July 11th, 2013, convening at 8:45 p.m. Eastern, 5:40 p.m. Pacific. Summer Reese, Chair. Heather Gray, Vice Chair. Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, this is a continuation meeting, and if you could call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Brian Edgar Tinker. Edwards Tinker.
I'm here.
Hey, here. Rosenberg.
Here.
Siegel. Dan, can't hear you. I know you're there, Dan. Can't hear you. I guess you're there.
Uh-huh.
Wilkinson.
I'm here.
Okay, here. Dan, you back?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had this muted.
Yeah. What is it? Booted is probably more fun than moved. Diaz.
Present.
Okay, King. Norman. Stitt. Katia, can't hear you.
I'm here, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm trying to get two children to bed, so I was on mute. Sorry about that.
Okay, we got you. Brazon. Can't hear you, Lydia. Crumb Show.
Present.
Present. Medina.
Present.
Present. Reese. Summer.
I'm sorry, here I am. I was also muted. Thank you.
Okay. Alan.
Present.
Present. Apollinar. Can't hear you, Jessica. Henschel. Can't hear you, Nancy. Uzzell here. Burden.
Here. Present. Sorry.
Okay. Here. Coleman.
Present.
Present. Roberts.
Present.
Present. Saba.
Present.
Present. Ray, I think she asked her if she's absent. Lane Ewart. Janice, can't hear you. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good evening, everyone. Okay, so tonight is a continuation meeting from our meeting 2 weeks ago. Everyone received a continuation agenda. I believe the portion of the Elections Committee report was repeated twice in there, so other than that, everything is right there. And we would be starting where we left off, which is committee reports going directly into the Elections Committee. I know we had a request for excused absence from Gray. Is there any objection to that? Let me ask that. And if not, then we'll note it as accepted. And I don't have a an executive director's report scheduled for this evening because we did that 2 weeks ago. I would, however, like to just update while we're on the open stream for the benefit of both the board and anyone who may be listening. We are continuing with union negotiations with SAG-AFTRA in New York City regarding the proposed layoff at WBAI. And I have agreed an additional 2 weeks of bargaining until the end of the month, July 31st, with the union in order to allow us to explore any alternatives that may be forthcoming to layoffs in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement and to try and work through this as harmoniously as possible and also allow our employees to adjust to what is going on in this situation. But I thought I should let everyone know that I have... after discussion with the reps from SAG-AFTRA, I offered to allow an additional 2 weeks of bargaining, and that's what we're doing at this point. So there will not be any layoffs prior to July 31st while we finish exploring options in conformity with CBA. So, anyway, I just thought that was sufficiently important. I should probably go ahead and announce that, even though there isn't any other reporting due in this meeting at this moment. So that being... Yes?
This is Margie. I have a question.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions about the report. We received it, your written report we received just before the meeting, the last meeting, and so I didn't have an opportunity to read it until afterwards. And I don't know where those fit in. Can you tell me what...
Are there questions you could possibly just email me what the questions are, and perhaps I could answer for the benefit of the whole board?
Sure, I could do that. Okay.
Okay, that might be an efficient use of time. I'm happy because, even though that was 5 pages, there's so much more that, that people may have questions on or that I can't answer. So I'd be happy to, Margie, if you want to email them to me, and then I'll go
sure.
ahead and answer.
Okay, and I'll copy the board. Is that all right?
Thank you. Yeah. No, that would be fine, and that way
okay.
the answers can go to everyone. Okay?
Great,
all
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Sure.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I think there were somebody, I think it was Dr. Grimshaw, I think it talked about it, adding two motions from the election committee. Possibly.
Were those motions that had previously been submitted but didn't make it onto the agenda, since we're not supposed to amend the agenda? If they were previously submitted and it's just an error, then we could probably go ahead and just put them in there.
No, they weren't. They weren't previously submitted, but I think they can do it with a 2/3 vote, can't they?
No,
well, maybe there'll be no objection since they're time sensitive if they're related to the election.
Summer and Richard.
Yeah, go ahead, Benito.
Bob Lederer sent the email, I think, twice. I don't know what the problem is, but. I know that he sent the thing twice, and we discussed it again the other day at the meeting. So it is two motions. But they'll go back to, I think the first time it was submitted was on May the 23rd, actually by the secretary, the committee secretary, and then they were resent Monday night after our meeting.
They weren't sent to me.
Wow.
It was sent to the
PMB. What are they about?
If they were sent
in May, that's prior to this. Monday was after the last meeting of this continuation. Can you just go ahead and read what the motions are, Benito, and then if there's no objection, perhaps we can just put them in under the elections committee report.
Point of order, Carolyn here.
Yes, go ahead, Carolyn.
I had also a motion that was passed unanimously at the last meeting, but was not on this agenda originally. Could that be added if we can have a 2/3 majority?
This is
Mark. Timely because it has to do with the mailings that should have been done
right. Sometime
in July, and we won't have another chance to do it correctly if we don't pass it tonight.
Margie for the stack.
Sure. Hold on, please. All right, thank you, Carolyn. I'll come back to that. Go ahead, Margie.
Yeah, so the motion that Carolyn is talking about is included in the email from Bob Lederer that was
okay. Sent
on Monday evening, the 8th, that has, after our meeting, we met Monday night. So there are two motions included in that email, and one of them is the one that Carolyn just referred to.
Oh, sorry, I must have missed that. Thank you, Margie.
Yeah.
If you always send this to me.
The subject is... urgent motions from PNB Elections Committee, and it's dated
July 8th.
What is the date? I've lost it here.
July 8th.
Right. Exactly. It was sent previously on June 26th. Another one was sent. It's sort of complicated. We were trying to adjust ourselves to the realities of the changing times. And so our original motion was somewhat outdated by the time this we got to last Monday's meeting, so we adjusted it a little bit. But originally, the original motion was sent to the entire PMB on June 26th. So I have a question for Richard. When someone sends a motion to the PMB, do they need to also send it to you separately?
I don't know why I don't get whatever Bob sends, but I don't, apparently. I don't know. I don't know who he sends it to. You shouldn't have to. It should come to me if it comes to everybody else.
It's addressed to the PMB, and those of us on the committee who are on the PMB all got it, so I don't know what happened.
I don't know. This is Brenda. Point of information?
Sure, Brenda.
Could you resend that, Margie? Because I never received it, and I checked my email right now.
Okay, I'll forward it right now.
So if I may, to expedite our process here, since this is a continuation meeting, could I please prevail on a member of the Elections Committee to simply read the first motion and say this is the first motion, and then read the second motion, and then I'll ask if there are any objections. If there are no objections, then I would ask for where you want them placed in the Elections Committee report. I would presume perhaps at the end of the other motions in the Elections Committee, since they're coming up later, but I need to know that. So if we could, let's just try to move forward while it's being reset to everyone. Who would like to go ahead and read the motion? So that
should I forward this also to the board? I can do that right now.
Yes, please do so. Thank you, Marty. Just in case anyone else didn't receive it or missed it or something. And could someone please go ahead and read the motion?
I can read it.
Thank you, Benito.
Thank you. It's just real simple, one sentence. The Elections Committee urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form. That's it.
Oh, wow, that's straightforward. Okay. What's the second motion?
The second one will be included in Margie's email,
right.
The one that Carolyn talked about.
Right. And Carolyn is
let her read it.
Carolyn
has just
sent that one separately, so we have that in many forms.
Do you want me to read that one, too?
No.
Please.
The EC recommends that the interim executive director direct, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating, one, email addresses, and two, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically.
Thank you.
That's the entire motion, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask the body, is there any objection to including these two motions under the Elections Committee report section? And if there is a request as to where it would go on there, that's fine. But is there any objection to including this in tonight's agenda under Elections Committee? And hearing none? All right, very good. Is there a preference by either and by anyone in the Elections Committee whether it should go at the front end of Elections Committee or at the back end?
I think it should go in the front.
All right, is there any objection to that? I certainly don't have a preference either way. In which case, those two motions will become, you know, number one and two of motions under the Elections Committee report.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco.
Okay, so I hear no objections. All right, very good. So then I suggest that we commence business and see how much of this we can get through tonight, okay? So I'm sorry, who is the – I know the chair is Bob Letter of Elections Committee. Who is going to speak this evening on behalf of the Elections Committee? Is there one designated?
We didn't pick anybody. It's fine with me. Anyone? I don't. Let's see. Who? I think Benito, Carolyn, and I are the three members.
Okay. So even if you switch off as to who from reads what, I don't really care.
And Margie can go ahead. That's fine with me. Or Benito.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Margie. Could you go ahead?
I third the motion.
All right. Well, the Elections Committee has been, very concerned for some time about the fact that an election, national election supervisor has not been hired and the process has not been begun. And so we're glad that this is finally coming up and that we're having a conversation about it. And I think our first motion is, as you said, Summer, very straightforward and very simple. We urge that the elections go forward in some manner, proceeding as soon as possible. The motion that will come up after we talk about this one is the one that we really spent the most time on at the meeting, and that's the motion that Carolyn made and that we worked on for some time to get it to say exactly what we meant it to say. So mm-hmm. that's that's all I have to say in terms of presenting the first motion.
Okay, so could you just go ahead and read that first motion again, and it's straightforward, and then I'll find out if there's any objection to it.
Okay. It says, the Elections Committee urges that the LSB elections go forward in some form.
Okay. That is from the Elections Committee. Is there any objection from any member of this body to that motion, or is there need for discussion on that motion? And if I hear none, going once, twice, three times.
Question?
Ask the, who is that?
Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So this, I only heard a part of the meeting, the Elections Committee meeting, but they talked about the connection between this motion, this very short motion, and the previously submitted motion about needing to have, you know, a job notice for the NES posted and so forth.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's, yeah, that's coming up next.
Those will still be on the agenda. This is... it seems to be a very stripped-down motion without all of the detail in place. Do you have any objection to it, Serene?
I don't object to it.
Okay. So I have not heard anyone object. I've given my first, second, and third calls on it. Mr. Secretary, please mark it as passed without objection.
Okay.
Thank you. Margie or Carolyn, can someone please read the second motion, and then we can have discussion?
Well, I think Carolyn should do it.
Oh, okay, Margie, could you, do you have it in front of you? I'm not in front of my computer.
Oh, I do. I have it right here.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
no
you.
Problem.
Margie, just read it again, and then I'll take a second
sure.
for discussion.
The Elections Committee recommends that the PMB direct the IED, according to policy previously adopted by the PMB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office, in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating email addresses and postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between validating the candidate statements on paper or electronically.
Thank you. Will someone like to go ahead and motivate that motion, and then I'll see if there's a stack for discussion.
Carolyn, may I?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. The original motion mandated a mailing every year in July of an election year, every July, rather, of an election year, in order to have a clean list. And the original motion said first class, but since then there have been some other changes in postal regulations, so first class may not be needed. And the point is to get out whatever service will return to the station address corrections for people who have moved or whatever. So that really is important, and it really is important that it get out in July. There isn't a template around. I'd be happy to draft something for general managers to use if they want to get it out, but that should be accompanied by perhaps a little survey, request for funding, but at least an explanation of the opt-out feature and the electronic balloting coming up. So it doesn't take much, but it's really important that it go out.
Okay. Hold on, let Carolyn finish, and then I'll take a stack, please. I'm sorry.
No,
go
I'm
ahead,
finished.
Carolyn.
Thank you. That was all.
Thank you. I might have a point of information to ask, but let me see who wants to go on stack. Who would like to speak?
Richard.
Brian.
Richard, Brian, who else?
Katia.
Okay. I'm sorry, who is that?
It's somebody's got their...
Katia for stack, please.
Yes, I've got you, Katia. I thought I heard someone add after you. If I missed you, please raise your voice again. I have Richard, Brian, and Katia. And I'll go ahead and ask my point of information, but have we ascertained at all what it costs to do this scrubbing mailing? That's I don't know if anyone has looked into that at all in terms of doing an additional mailing. But, all right, perhaps Raul and I need to discuss that. Go ahead, Richard.
As I read this, there's nothing specifically asking that it include email addresses, and I would like to add that as an amendment, that it includes email address. Since this is going to be sent to the, if it passes, it's going to be sent to the GMs, and they're going to be doing the parameters, or I don't know, reset a parameter letter or something. But I'd like to make a motion that it includes email address.
Point of order. I think. I don't know what it is.
Oh, information.
Okay, I'll check on that.
Summer, I have a point of order.
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what Richard means. We are, the motion specifically asks for email addresses. Is that what he's saying, that our motion doesn't ask for email addresses, or that we should send the notice to people's
email
addresses?
Oh, it does. I'm sorry. There's number one, email
okay.
address.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
If it had been a snake, it had bitten me. I would thank you.
Okay, I'll continue with the stack. Obviously, I have concern about doing a mailing on top of a mailing under what's going on, but you know, perhaps it can be just a postcard mailing to correct these addresses. Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I will elaborate because I have the same concern. I don't think this is the kind of thing we should vote through until we know how much it'll cost and how we're going to pay for it when there's bills we have outstanding that we can't pay already. And I'm not sure how much value it would add because our stations all send mail to members at least once a year. We send them mail when they pledge. We send them year-end tax statements. We get returned mail on all of those occasions. We send annual fundraisers to our members at KPFA. And the list cleaning should be happening on an ongoing basis. If it's not, that's like a management issue, not a board resolution. And you know, just in terms of, like, what the reward is, we'd be really lucky on something like that to have a response rate in the vicinity of 10%. So it's not like we're suddenly going to have emails for all our members who we didn't have emails for before. We're still going to have a vast body of people who meet our legal requirements for membership but aren't engaged enough to get back to us, and we still won't have their email addresses. So I think this year we need to do everything we can to make the elections affordable, and I don't think this delivers enough bang for our buck.
Thank you. Okay, Katia, and then Carolyn. Go ahead, Katia.
I agree with some of what Brian said about it. I am concerned about a few things. One is that obviously the language be uniform. So, and that it be given to the general managers, in particular in D.C. I mean, we already are short-staffed. As you know, we had a shortfall in our pledge drive of $100,000, which we're trying to make up this week, but I'm concerned about how to pay for it. Might there be a companion piece that would be on air, maybe a generic, when I say generic, or a uniform PSA that all five stations would play about, you know, are you a member? Are you on our email list? You know, somehow to collect, because I think people are always listening. Even if they don't take the time to fill out a card and return it to us or whatever, they're still listening. And I think that that is one way to get their email addresses without perhaps the burdensome cost of doing another mailing at this juncture. That's it.
Teresa for the
thank
staff.
You, Katia.
Thank you. I'm sorry, who's the staff? Teresa.
Teresa,
okay. I'm Carolyn and then Teresa. Thank you. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what cost figures Brian has in mind. This has not been costed out. But the motion follows one passed about 3 years ago by the PNB that in July of every election year, each general manager should send out a mailing to the station to clean the list. Once a year is not enough. These lists get corrupted. People come and go. So July is before the date of record, and it would keep the list very clean. It would save us from returned mail that would then cost more money to track down or just waste postage in the first place. So I think effectively, it's a cost savings measure, and since we don't know the exact figures, and probably cannot until it's done, and it was a standing policy for many years, it just refines it and reminds people that it has to go out to include email addresses this time. and a reference to the opt-out feature, which is new, I don't see it can do anything but good for us by making e-balloting, when if we get to it, more effective and efficient and correct, and save us an awful lot of money in postage. So I would really urge us to pass this. Thank you.
Thank you, Helen. Teresa.
Okay. Let me see if I understand correctly. When's the last time that we did a coordinated mailing with all of the five stations?
I don't believe. I mean, this is part of what I'm working with Nick Ehrlich at MEMSIS on. Nothing is coordinated in this network for all five stations. Honestly, the database at the national office had not been scrubbed in 7 years. That's why there were thousands of bad addresses in there. I think the stations, I would like to think, are a little more on top of it because of more routine contact with members, but I don't know that that's the case in terms of address correction and that sort of thing. So,
I'm
not aware that there's ever been a coordinated mailing. If that's what I'm doing right now, this is the first time ever that we'll be bringing all the databases into in-house to where they can be coordinated. So.
Well, I believe that when we did the, I don't know whether you could call it the Purple Campaign, Lonnie Hicks did a mailing, and we had a lot of, we had a lot of affiliates a little bit upset because we were actually sending a mailing into some of the areas of our affiliates, but I was under the impression that, is it Camp, maybe Tracy would remember, Campanatos, or what was his name? At national board, at national office, I thought he did a national mailing.
And 2010 was the last year.
Yeah, I mean, Teresa, there's been a national mailing done every year, except that they just accepted thousands of bad returns without ever cleaning the list. It's not that it wasn't done, it just wasn't clean. And that list at national is not the list of the membership database of the five stations. It's not in MEMSIS. It's significantly smaller. There is no coordination in the past, at any rate, within recent memory of the station's databases at a national level. I will be doing this for the first time ever, according to Nick Ehrlich, so I'm not sure what was done several years ago. It may have been working other lists, but
so you're saying that he's doing a cleaning of the list of from the MEMSIS from each of the five stations.
We have just started this process, and I've just started prepping managers to be expecting. The databases aren't purged at the local level. They contain everyone's membership records going back significant lengths of time. So there hasn't been the type of national coordination in the past that I think people are thinking has occurred. And this particular type of thing, I don't know, maybe Carolyn or someone else can speak to what's happened in the past regarding elections in terms of checking at the local level. But the list that exists at the national office is not and has not been up until this point, a compilation of the lists from the local stations. It is and much more.
Well, I would
like Tracy for the stack.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
I'm sorry, who is that?
Lydia.
Tracy, please, for the stack.
Okay, good. Maybe
like
someone.
I would like, first of all, I find that when I work the pledge phones and I ask for an email address, 99% of the time, people give it to me. They either say it's already on there or they give it to me, although I find that some people that work the pledge phones are in such a hurry, they don't even ask. So if you are, if you're conducting pledge drives, I would say you ought to seriously demand that everyone working the phones ask for those email addresses. And some people, like Steve Brown, are very savvy at getting email addresses from people. And I would also just like to say that I hope that we coordinate this, that we not have five stations doing different things and sending out different letters. If we're going to clean this up, let's have just one person do it, and do it in a coordinated, consistent way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Information on that, please.
Carolyn?
My understanding of the national list was that Lonnie Hicks was buying also lists from other magazines and nonprofits that were sympathetic to Pacifica's mission,
and using them. I don't know if he combined those lists for national fundraising appeals, but I suspect that he did. And the purpose of this is to enable each station to have a clean list. I don't think they should be combined because they will be used by the station for other purposes once they're cleaned, like fundraising. So I'm kind of against changing the motion to make a
Richard
national
to the,
list.
Richard to the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish, Carolyn.
Then can you read the stack?
Okay. Yes, no, it's Lydia and Tracy with the next two people on stack. Go ahead, Lydia.
Did you get Richard?
I got you, Richard. I'm sorry. Yes, you're after Tracy.
And you have Brian? Did you?
Brian spoke already. If he asked to speak again, did you ask to speak again,
I'm
Brian?
Sorry. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Oh, it's okay. No problem. Sure, no problem. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, there are a different list. So the list that was sent out with the annual mailings, in particular the one for 2004, when we did it during the election years, brought in gross $1 million. And that was, as Carolyn pointed out, lists from other progressive organizations, which is why it might have, clearly these might have included people from some of the affiliate areas. So we need to be careful to make that distinction. Specifically, what the election committee was referring to and Carolyn was referring to was just strictly the membership list. And so I'm just cautioning that we not get the two mixed up. Or that when we're synthesizing lists at the national office, that they also keep those separate. We did very well because these are people that are not bombarded by our on-air fund drive. And so, therefore, you know, we were fresh, and they just loved what Pacifica did, whether they can listen to our station or not. Now, of course, they can because there's more Internet access to radio. But anyway, so I caution that we keep those separate. Thank you.
Thank you. And can I be clear? I wasn't suggesting that we the list will still remain separate for each station, but we don't utilize any of our station lists nationally for appeal. And I think, Lydia, you just referred to the year 2004, and that's the problem, is the list at the national office, which doesn't affect our elections at all, hasn't been
current
basically since then until this year when I had
One last thing I forgot to mention was that in the research that I conducted last year, home addresses change on average every 5 years. Email addresses change 6 months to a year.
Thank you. That's helpful. Tracy, go ahead, please.
Okay, well, there's plenty of reasons to get a mailing list basically clean. I mean, when you're talking about ballots, you'll have a scenario where you'll mail out a significant chunk of ballots to addresses that are no longer there. That wastes money. We've done that in the past. The year I was the LES at KPFA, if I hadn't done some internal deduping, we would have mailed out 2,000-plus ballots to either multiple addresses or incorrect addresses, which, you know, is a substantial sum of money, especially when you're mailing out first class. There's a couple of different ways you can sort of deal with it. And if we're doing email ballots, then again, we're going to have, you know, a depressed response rate if we're using emails that aren't up to date, which will probably create some quorum challenges. There's two things we can do. One is what Carolyn is suggesting, which is to send a test mailing with address updating, but then you do have to commit to doing the data entry work when you get the addresses back. At our last election, I believe that we did use those address correction services. So if, in fact, the folks who maintain the databases did update all of the ballots that were returned, then in theory, the voting member list should be reasonably clean from last year. I just don't know when the envelopes come back if they do, in fact, get input into the databases at the station, at the five stations. And that's something that we should look into, because paying for address correction and then not inputting the data is just silly. The other thing that we can do, and there's a process for doing this, is we can go through our internal databases internally in-house and dedupe them, which is also helpful because we have a lot of scenarios where the same name is misspelled multiple ways, and we often end up sending multiple ballots to the same address, that's better than it used to be, but it's also something that we can look at and clean up, or misspelled street names, city names, things like that that cause envelopes to be returned. To the extent that we can afford it, it will make our costs go down. It's just a question of, you know, how cheap we're going to have to be to get through this year.
Thank you.
That's all.
Okay. Okay, that's part of why I think we need to know what this costs. But go ahead, Richard, please. And as to the deduping, I mean, that's part of what I'm working with Nick on is, and it wasn't based on elections basis. It was based on using our donor basis, like a nonprofit, and actually working our databases. But duplication internally is still, yes, a problem, I believe. Richard, go ahead.
We've done this before. It's not a terrible cost. Plus, we put a line in there and say, could you enclose a check or a credit card to help us with this mailing? We've gotten back at KPFT, we've gotten back a fair amount of money, and I don't have the numbers, but coming back with this information, money to pay for the mailing itself. So if we do that right, we can have it pay for itself.
Point of information. How much does an average mailing cost? Are we talking in a couple of thousands or the tens or twenties or what? How much are the election mailings? I just don't know, even in a ballpark.
Oh, it's tens
figure.
Of thousands of dollars by the time we're done because we're sending, you know, first
tens
class
of thousands. Home. Like
yeah,
20 or 30,000?
I'd have to go look at the cost
yeah.
and break it down, but
so
it means.
Yeah, significant.
It's significant. I mean, if it can be done through a postcard mailer, which I think it can for address correction, then we might just be paying a postage
mm-hmm.
rate. But there's no this requires a research component to actually find out what
mm-hmm.
the figures would be, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yes, you just have to multiply 70,000 members times whether you want a postcard. I favor postcards in general, but
yeah.
Anyway, postcard versus a lengthier mailing. Just go online and multiply it times first class. Postcards are less, of course.
Postcards,
yeah.
Printing and sorting costs.
This is Richard. I got cut off, or I cut myself off. I wanted to also say that this can be used for fundraising in addition to the getting our election stuff straight.
Well, if we go to the fundraising letter, I'll be a lot more.
I mean, if we have mm-hmm. those good addresses, we can contact people very specifically and do direct marketing.
Okay. Anyone else for SAC?
Serene, briefly.
Go ahead, Serene.
Thanks. So I know there was some conversation about not necessarily using first class, but using the lowest cost class of mail that would allow for address correction. And I don't imagine that anyone on this call necessarily knows what that is, but I do think that whatever we're asking people to return should address the privacy issue, which is to say it shouldn't be just a straight postcard that allows your personal information to be read, since much of the mail is scanned these days, and scanned and I suppose retained. So that should be a concern. But it's also an opportunity to put together an attractive but very cost-effective, if not downright cheap, sort of pamphlet for Pacifica in general with a leaf, you know, a section about each of the stations. So it can really be an identical, it doesn't have to be five unique productions. It can be mass mailed, everything to everyone who is a member.
I agree with Serene.
Okay, Brian, anyone else want to Okay, go ahead, Brian.
I feel like if we're kicking around the designs of a mailing and we don't know how much it's going to cost, then we don't have something we should be voting on at this meeting. I would just ask that people who want this to happen flesh out the proposal a little bit more and bring it back.
I mean, I'm busy already reading online about what's involved with doing this while we're on this call. So is that a motion, Brian, or something, or are you making a proposal?
I guess you can make it a motion to postpone if you want to.
I'm asking if you want to.
I don't know what the sense of the body is. I don't want to waste time on a vote on that motion if it's not going anywhere. I just feel like it's not clear what we'd be voting on or what it would cost. I've already expressed my doubts about the benefits.
So I'd like to second Brian's kind of motion and ask for some volunteers to maybe work with the or work with, you know, whoever's interested on the elections committee to get all of that information when we all meet again in 2 weeks.
Somebody needs to forward something official.
I didn't hear that.
Brian said he wasn't really making a motion. If one of you want to make this motion, please do so, or if somebody else
wants
to jump.
I move that we postpone this and simultaneously, you know, for 2 weeks till our next meeting, whether a fresh meeting or a continuation, put it at the top of the agenda and get it over with. And ask for a couple of volunteers to work with people on the elections committee, or just ask our three people who are on the elections. Well, I guess there are five people on the elections committee who are on this body.
Yeah.
To work with their colleagues on the elections committee to come up with something by way of cost and possible design for the next meeting of this body.
And you're going to type that in Secretary,
right? Is there a second to that?
Margie seconds it.
Okay. Thank you. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Anybody? There's no objection.
Yeah.
Tracy for the staff.
Okay, Tracy and Lizette?
I just want you guys to know I'm here. I've been here for about half an hour or so.
Okay, thank you, Lizette. Tracy, go ahead, please.
I don't know how firmly I object, so let's make this more of a discussion than an objection per se. I'll have to think about it. But it does, I mean, we know how our agendas go on the board. It does strike me as getting a little micromanage to refuse to vote on the sending of a postcard until we get a quote and approve a design. I mean, it seems to me that those kinds of specifics really can be delegated to a committee and to the staff. I mean, I think it's really just a question of, does the board embrace the idea of doing this as economically as possible? And since it seems to me that we do, I'm not quite sure why we're postponing. And my general feeling is if we spent 20 minutes talking about something, it's nice to come out of it with a result and not a postponement. So I guess I'd encourage people, I understand that they're worried that it might get screwed up, but I think that tying ourselves up in knots over those kinds of concerns often really kind of backfires on us, and then we find that we don't have enough time for things that are of a high priority, or we feel that we're giving things short shrift. And I think that's what happens when we devote, you know, 20 minutes this week and 20 minutes next week to postcards. So I'd encourage moving to a vote one way or the other tonight, if we feel like we could.
Chair?
Richard to the stack.
Janet to the stack.
Phil to the stack.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Whoa. Hold on. I got Richard. I've got Janet. And who is the voice after Janet, please?
Henschel, Nancy Henschel.
Oh, thank you, Nancy.
Serene's was the voice before Richard.
Okay. All right, and Nancy, you wanted to be on staff, correct?
Yes, please.
Okay, so I know Serene, I did not hear you. I apologize. So we'll go Serene.
Cool. Let her talk.
Yeah, Nancy hasn't spoken at all, actually. So if we could do progressive stacking, Nancy really should go first. And I'm sorry. Okay, so and I had Serene, Richard, and who is the other female? I'm sorry. Forgive me. Got lost on Nancy there.
Am I on it? Janet was second.
Thank you.
I'm already on there, right?
You're already on there. Okay, very good. So we're going to go for progressive stacking. Okay, Janet, you haven't spoken on this issue either, have you? Okay, so Janet, Nancy, Serene, Richard. Okay, because Serene and Richard have already spoken at least once. Okay, is that all right with everyone? So, Janet, go ahead. And then
I totally agree with the spirit of Tracy's recommendation that we are sending out a postcard to inform our membership, and we've agreed to do it in the cheapest possible way. And I assume, I think I'm thinking this right, but that we should also be asking for emails, up-to-date email addresses on these postcards, and also be using emails to ask people to give us their emails. We may as well mention it now, mining our membership. So, anyway, I think we should do it promptly so that we can start moving with a membership that's informed about when we elect. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Nancy?
Brian, back.
All right. So I came in about the 2 minutes. I'm sorry for being late, guys. But we're not talking about electronic voting. That would be the most cost efficient way possible. And it seems as though we've skipped over that, or perhaps I wasn't there. And I'm a little bit worried that we've just gone right into mail outs again. And that seems very costly. Now, Trey, appreciate what you said. An informed vote. I do need to hear numbers.
Thank you, Nancy. Were you done? We're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, she's breaking up.
Yeah.
Nancy, we can't hear you at all. We lost you. You do need numbers to make an informed vote.
Multiply 70 times 47.
Okay, Nancy, if you want to come back on.
No.
Hello?
We heard you cousin, Nancy.
We lost you, dear. Okay, I'm going to go to Serene, Richard, and then I heard Brian also come back on for Stack. So go ahead, Serene. And if Nancy comes back on, then I'll go ahead and give her priority to rejoin Stack. Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so thanks. And I'm sending that, the motion now. But I didn't hear anything about there being a postcard mailing. I asked, the language from the committee was, the most cost-effective form of mailing that would allow for address correction. It didn't say anything about a postcard mailing, so I'm not quite sure how we got to talking about a postcard mailing unless there was an amendment of some kind that I did not hear. So we can't and we shouldn't vote on even the best-intentioned motion without some idea of the cost. Because money, I think, is in relatively short supply in Pacifica. So as much as a mailing will save us money down the road in terms of mailing things out to the wrong addresses, if we're going to do a mailing, let's maximize the use of that mailing, and let's figure out what we're agreeing to before we say yes. That's it.
Thank you, Serene. Richard and then Brian, please. Go ahead, Richard.
We've invested a lot of time in that conversation tonight on this. There's no date on the motion. I think our IED has very faithfully not spent money we don't have. In the meantime, while that money is presenting itself, we can put together this information without having a separate thing. I think Nancy was thinking we were sending out the election packet. They're not sending the election packet. This is clean up the list. And I don't think we ought to postpone it. I think we ought to vote. I'm going to vote against the postponement and vote for the motion.
Thank you. Brian, you're next.
Well, just a thought. I mean, if we were to go to the expense of sending every member a postcard anyway, why not do the election itself by sending everyone a postcard that says, here's your code, log into our website and use it to vote. I mean, that's how I've seen several electronic balloting elections, particularly ones that are transitioning, work. And it seems to me that we would have to do that. I don't know how the lists are at other stations. At KPFA, last time I checked, we had around 19,000 members and only 6,000 emails. Who knows how many of them are good? Not going to fix that with one mailing, but you could actually use the money for the mailing to do the election itself. And that would be vastly cheaper than last year when we paid to mail out entire candidate statement booklets and we paid for the return postage of people submitting ballots through the mail. So I would say instead of doing a preliminary mailing and creating the headaches of doing that logistically, do it integrated into the election. And then we can use that as our address correction device as well.
Carol, into the chat.
Thank you, Brian. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, Brian's proposal would combine the mailing to the electorate with a mailing to an electorate that might not be accurate, and people would end up with codes to allow them to ballot who weren't members or didn't live there or so on. It has to be two separate stages. It's jumping too far ahead to combine those two mailings. First you clean the list, then you send out important information on that clean list. You can't do them both at the same time.
Yes. I just wanted to say that the motion seems very straightforward, and we should move as swiftly as possible to accomplish that purpose. The purpose of the motion is, as I understand it, to get an updated list so that we can be more effective in fundraising. That's one goal, to try to combine it with other goals, and to further complicate it would, I think, be unwise. And as far as the means of sending out the communication, the most efficient way, the reason the postcard came up is because that seems to be the cheapest way. So I would urge people to vote this down and to go forward with the original motion. Thank you.
So we spent quite a bit of time and discussion on this particular motion. The motion is on the floor, and there is a postponement till the next meeting on the floor. So we'll vote on the postponement first, and depending on how that goes, we either will or will not go to the main motion this evening. So if anybody has any objection to that, I suggest we proceed accordingly. Mr. Ring, could you reiterate the motion to postpone, please, and then we'll take a vote on that, and then we will or will not go to the main motion.
Someone read it for me. I just sent it to everyone. I don't have it right in front of me right now.
Does someone have it in front of them to read, just so that people know what they're voting?
I'm sure I do. Here it is. This is Marty.
Thank you.
I will read it. I move that the motion regarding the mailing for address corrections be postponed until the next PMB meeting, and the directors on the election committee and their colleagues work out mailing costs and possible design options.
Thank you. That's the motion on the floor regarding postponement to the next meeting. If you support that motion, vote yes. If you do not, vote no, and we will go to a vote on the main motion this evening, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll on the motion to postpone consideration until the next meeting, with all the attendant details? Thank you.
Okay. Razan? Lydia? Can't hear you. You there, Lydia? Crumshaw?
No.
No. Medina?
Hello?
Yeah, Medina, is that you?
Is this for the postponement?
Right.
I vote yes.
Okay, yes. Alan?
Alan says no, no postpone.
No. Apollinar? Hitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, no. Burton?
Sorry, no.
No. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba?
No.
No. Lane Ewart? Did you make it? Okay. Edwards Tinkert? Tinkert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg?
No on the postponement.
No. Siegel?
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. King? Can't hear you, Lucette. Norman? Stitt?
No.
No. Lucette, couldn't hear you. Want to vote on this? Okay. Three yeses.
Wait, this is Lydia. Did you call me? I'm sorry, did I miss you?
I did, yeah. You want to vote on this?
Yes, I vote yes.
Yes, okay, we got you. Okay, 40 yeses. Ten noes. And two abstentions.
Okay, so the motion fails. We go to a vote on the main motion this evening. Can someone please read the main motion over again, and then we'll take the vote. Thank you. Who wants to read the motion? Anybody? Margie, could you do it again?
Sure.
Go ahead, Benito.
Okay, the Elections Committee recommends that the PNB direct the IED, according to the policy previously adopted by the PNB, that general managers mail each member by the most economical rate available that will produce address corrections by the post office in order to update and clean the list. Members should return information updating 1, email addresses, and 2, postal addresses. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out. I'm sorry. The mailing should include a reference to the opt-out feature in a sentence that offers members a choice between balloting and candidate statements on paper or electronically. That's it.
Thank you. So if you support the motion, please vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call
the roll. Why don't you just ask if there's an objection?
Yeah. Is there an objection?
It's Brian. I object. Sorry.
Thank you. There were objections. Mr. Secretary, could you please call the roll? Thank you.
Okay. Edward Stinkert?
No.
All right. Is that out of the way? Rosenberg?
I'll vote yes on the motion.
Yes. Siegel?